From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that on December 5th, Ulster County Health Commissioner Dr. Carol Smith issued a public health advisory, and I quote, strongly recommending, end quote, all county residents to wear masks in public spaces regardless of vaccination status. COVID-19 cases have been reaching pre-vaccine levels locally and in other parts of the United States as the new Omicron variant reaches these shores. Smith said in a press release announcing the advisory, and I quote, all individuals, regardless of vaccination status or past COVID-19 infection, should wear a mask at all times when indoors and in public settings, including at groceries, building lobbies, offices, stores, and other common or shared spaces where individuals may interact. All employers in Ulster County should require their employees to wear a mask while working indoors and while in close contact with the public or co-workers, end quote. Last week, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan declared a state of emergency through December 28th in Ulster County because of all the recent coronavirus cases there. Noah's Whitefell is reporting for the Altamont Enterprise that in the hill towns of Albany County, only Rensselaerville and Westerlo have so far proposed local laws to opt out of allowing cannabis dispensaries and on-site consumption facilities to operate, while Knox and Bern have yet to publicize drafts. Municipalities statewide have until December 31st to opt out of the provision contained in New York's cannabis legalization law. Knox Supervisor Vasilios Klepkadatis said the issue will be on the town board's December agenda and that his, and I quote, personal feelings, end quote, are that he's, and I quote, not against, end quote, allowing cannabis facilities to operate in the town. Bern Supervisor Sean Lyon said the Bern Town Board will discuss the topic at its December meeting. His recommendation would be to take no action right now. Lyon said, and I quote, if we do nothing, we opt in for the time being. After the New York Cannabis Board meets more and develops more of the New York structure, they will give more time to opt out in 2022, end quote. The Office of Cannabis Management spokesperson Freeman Colpott said, and I quote, towns that opt out can always opt back in after the deadline, end quote. Should officials in either Bern or Knox choose to opt out, they will need to propose a law stating as much and hold a public hearing before they can move to adopt the law. Westerlo, which is proposing to block both dispensaries and on-site consumption facilities, is expected to hold its first public hearing on its opt-out law on December 7th. Rensselaerville, which also proposed to block both types of facility, held a public hearing on November 10th where no residents weighed in. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Susan Arbetter is reporting for Capital Tonight. Hoosick Falls officials have been searching for a permanent clean water source after dealing with PFOA contamination. On Friday, December 3rd, the State Department of Environmental Conservation released its final plan to find a permanent replacement. Two companies, St. Gobain and Honeywell, were responsible for contaminating the original water source, which ultimately led to a Superfund designation. Under the DEC plan, two new groundwater supply wells will be developed and existing test wells south of Hoosick Falls will be converted to production wells. Resident Jennifer Plouffe has lived in the village since 2015, and she is skeptical about the plan released by the DEC. Plouffe hoped the DEC would cite the Tom Hannock Reservoir as the village's new drinking water source. She notes, according to the DEC's announcement, that the entire area is heavily polluted with PFAS and other chemicals, and as a result, identifying an alternate water source is a challenge. She said, every time the water is tested, contamination is found. And I quote, so it's very hard for me to trust that these test wells that they're going to turn into resources for drinking water for folks won't become recontaminated, end quote. According to the DEC's announcement, and I quote, in addition to the implementation of the new clean drinking water supply, DEC continues to require Honeywell and St. Cobain to identify and address the sources of PFOA contamination in this community, end quote. Brian Bushner, co-chair of the Hoosick Area Community Participation Working Group, said in a press release, and I quote, This has been a long time coming, but the group is comfortable that the process was as complete as possible and the decision reflects community priorities. End quote. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News is reporting 55 weapons, including 15 handguns and 6 assault-style weapons, were turned into law enforcement at Beulah Baptist Church in Poughkeepsie on December 4th. The weapons were exchanged for prepaid debit cards through a gun buyback event sponsored by the Office of the Attorney General. A similar event in June resulted in 80 weapons being taken out of circulation. The program has been endorsed by Poughkeepsie Police Chief Tom Pape. He previously said, and I quote, "Our city has been subjected to several instances of gun violence, and our officers are appreciative of the Attorney General's effort to take deadly weapons off the street," end quote. The program allows people to turn in any type of firearm without being questioned by police, and no ID is required. In exchange, the person receives a prepaid debit card with a value based on the type of weapon surrendered, ranging from $25 to $250. Assault rifles are valued at $250, with handguns valued at $150. Rifles and shotguns valued at $75, and non-working or antique firearms valued at $25. Attorney General Letitia James said, and I quote, "The City of Poughkeepsie Police are working tirelessly to reduce gun violence, and this is one effective program. The partnership between local law enforcement and the OAG, the Office of Attorney General, is working, and I will provide any support necessary to aid programs that keep the community safe," end quote. Read more in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.